The head of the political committee for the SPLM in opposition says the Arusha deal should solve the dispute over power sharing. Peter Duok Nyaba says the warring parties will now focus on how to distribute power within SPLM. He says the leadership within the ruling party will soon agree on the pending issues that have stalled the IGAD mediated talks in Addis.
We signed the agreement for reunification. Reunification, of course, came as a result of the conflict that erupted in December 2013. So what we have signed is an agreement for reform. It's an irony that what has caused so much lives of people now were able to just arrive at it in just less than 2 weeks. What we have signed is a roadmap for really making, bringing about the reunification of the SPLM. And this is going to impact on the IGAD-mediated peace process.
What is the impact of this Arusha deal on the IGAD negotiations that have been going on and off?
The impact is that it will accelerate the IGAD peace process. You know, we've got to start at the issue of power sharing, you see? And power sharing with the reunification of the SPLM, then we have the whole thing now shifts to power distribution rather than power sharing. So it's power distribution within the same party.
A lot of South Sudanese are still wondering. There are people who are saying democracy is a foreign language within the SPLM. Now that the SPLM is reunifying itself again, is democracy going to be a common language in that party?
Yes. Reunification is on the basis of reforms. That is, of course, strengthening democratic dialogue within the SPLM. We are going to have new structures. We have removed the practices that were in the SPLM, that instead of, for instance, secret ballot in the elections, it was always by show of hands or standing up, which was so intimidating. Now this is not going to be there. The other thing was that the constitution of the SPLM 2008 gave the chairman at the national and state and other levels 5%. You know, you had to nominate 5%. And this gave him advantage over the others in the context. So this one has now been removed. And every leader in the SPLM will have to be elected in a democratic way.
A lot of leaders within the SPLM in opposition or SPLM former detainees were dismissed from the party. And when I was looking at the Arusha deal this morning, there's no mention of them being reinstated. Could you clarify this to us?
Well, there is the provision on the revocation of decisions, wrong decisions made, which have really precipitated this crisis. So they are covered by that.
That's Peter Aduok, head of SPLM in opposition political committee. He was speaking to me from Nairobi.